This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, Kansas City Royals, Kansas City Chiefs, K-State Athletics, all of the above. Royals are still undefeated in spring. 1-1 tie yesterday. Kevin Biggio, home run, only RBI. We do have a new thing that we want to try here during the baseball season. We call it one word. We'll bring a name up.
Bob Marley.
One word.
I was jamming to him yesterday.
To Bob?
This weekend, yeah.
Which one?
Yesterday
better
or
than
weekend?
Breakfast or Brett Veachtown?
No, but the actual Marley.
Oh, he said Bob. I just assumed.
Do you know how Bob Marley died?
I do.
Yeah, brutal.
Brutal.
I don't think I know how Bob Marley
really
died. Yeah.
So Rastafarians, his religion, do not believe in any sort of anything done to the body.
Oh, that's right. Medical. Yeah, like
he was a soccer player his whole life. So he got toe cancer somehow developed through being a soccer player. I don't know how, whatever.
Right.
And of course, no surgery, no tattoos, no nothing, and just let it go. Yeah. And it got all the way to him and killed him.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's like dumb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It is dumb. Yeah.
LeVar Ball cut his foot off.
Right.
Bob Marley could have cut his toe off. We'd have had, by the way, No Woman, No Cry. Greatest Bob Marley song. One of the top five best guitar solos of all time, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. I'll have to listen it again just for that.
Oh, yeah.
For the solo.
It's great. Cornmeal porridge. But no, one word. That's what we want to do here. So, and Jack Caglione. What is one word that comes to your mind, Mr. Fasco, when it comes to Jack Caglione?
Exciting.
Okay. Mac?
I'd go future.
Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the future of this franchise could be on Jack.
Mine is massive.
I will disagree with you on that in a second.
Okay, I like it.
Okay.
I think my one word to describe Jack Caglione is massive because it's vague. That's the whole point of this. One word, it can be vague, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the text line said their one word is patience and then horny. So love that. But no, I love the massive word. I love the future word. I love the patience word. I like all of that because you think of massive and you think of what he could be. He could be a massive addition to your lineup. He is a massive human being. Vern said yesterday that he swallowed his hand when he shook it. He goes, that's hardly ever happened to me if ever in my life. So I think that's all great.
Vern out here bragging like that, man.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how that's, I mean, or Vern has really small hands. What is he, Alex Smith? There is hope. There is that sort of thing. And somebody says, you know, position. Yeah, Vern said yesterday he's coming for Vinny Pasquantino's job or he's going to be a DH. And then they'll sprinkle in if they need to see if he needs to, you know, experiment in the outfield. But that's the thing. A lot of people say Jack Caglione, one word, stud. One word, gorgeous. One word, hog. So, I mean, maybe that's an acronym, but I mean, there is that excitement for a player that we've yet to see take a, you know, pitch in the major leagues on the major league show level. And I think they're all warranted to have those words.
And the cool thing about it is where I kind of disagree with Mac. What did you say, Mac,
future.
About the future of this team? I think it's great that he doesn't have to be the future of this team, because for so many years on this organizational doorstep, we've had maybe one guy that we've all wrapped our arms around. So this is going to be the future. Mm. This is going to be the guy. How many guys have we done that with over the years, right? A lot, because there was nobody else out there. We're in an era now of Royals baseball that is starting to become, in my opinion, as long as this continues to move in the right direction, very similar to what the Chiefs are, where you're not drafting somebody who has to come in and save your franchise. You're drafting somebody that you can add in to continue to make your franchise good and continue this success train moving forward. And that's why I look at Jack Caglione different than I looked at maybe Salvi or Moose or Haas or some of these other guys, Bobby Witt Jr., Alex Gordon, Jermaine Dye, Johnny Damon. Like, a lot of these guys that came up were going to save the franchise, and that was the guy we were all counting on. Now, all of a sudden, you got a roster that where Jack Caglione doesn't have to be pressurized to save the franchise. He can just come up and be a part of the franchise. And because of that, I think his transition is going to be a lot better into the big leagues than maybe anybody else we've seen come before him, because we're not looking at him to save the franchise. We're just looking at him to be a piece to a contender that has established success.
People on the text line, we have one that says his name is Jackie Moons because all he does is hit moonshots. That's,
I like that.
Solid. Someone says their one word would be stud. Another one says money. He's going to get a lot of that eventually in his future. And then somebody says gator. So there you go, Mac. That's your only hatred against him. He's a Florida gator. Somebody from the 913 says orgasmic. And then someone asks, how far do you think he hits a golf ball? I don't know if he has a golf swing, but I bet he hits it very far if he connects it. I mean, you've seen the Mike Trout video of him at Topgolf.
Wow, that is great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's before AI, so you know that's real, Daddy. But no, I think, so I was kind of talking to you guys the other day, is do you think there's a chance that Caglione and Bobby Witt Jr. could be the next Moose and Haas?
Yeah, I think there's that possibility, but I don't want to push that right now and say that.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm not comping that. I'm just saying, like, could they have that relationship? Because we heard the audio the other day of Bobby Witt Jr. talking about, you know, Caglione being, like, that guy and, like, what he expects. And then you hear Caglione talk about Bobby Witt Jr. He's like, yeah, it's cool to, like, you know, see Bobby in, you know, real life do his thing and then try to pick his brain.
It's to me, it has the possibility to actually be better than Moose and Haas.
Kelsey and Mahomes?
I think we're a little far away from anything being that quite now. You know, like peanut butter and chocolate isn't even Kelsey and Mahomes. I love peanut butter and chocolate, right? So I look at Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelsey, just they're over here for now. Okay. They're seated at the private table in the back of Jasper's, right? Everybody else is kind of in the main dining room. And I think they have an opportunity. Are you talking about like relationship, or are you talking about relationship on the field? Because I think off the field is going to be tough
because they're similar in age.
Yeah, but it's going to be tough. That Moose Haas thing was, you know, that was pretty dynamic that those two had and still do today. I mean, they're still doing the podcast and all that kind of stuff. So and they came up together and they had the years of Pocatello, Idaho and all the other you know, outposts of baseball of where they played together. I think that they have an opportunity to be better from an on-field standpoint. And the reason I say that is because you have John Sherman as your owner now. Not David Glass. We knew that Moose Haas thing was only going to be around for a hot minute because they weren't going to pay those guys, right? And so with Jack Caglione, if he shows that he's worthy of paying, obviously John Sherman and company are going to pay Jack Caglione. They've shown that. They've laid out that precedent. We should all expect now when we have a young player that this organization is going to sign them and keep them here. They've done that with their best player in Bobby Witt Jr., and they've done that with their best pitcher, their homegrown guy, quote unquote, in Cole Reagans, right? You signed your two guys to big time long term deals. John Sherman, right when he took over, Dayton signed Salvador Perez to that long term deal, right? Like, so you're signing guys that you believe are part of your organization moving forward. And so that's why I think from an on field standpoint, they have an opportunity to be more accomplished than Moose and Hosmer do, because I think they're going to have a long time together, because I do believe John's going to pay him.
Somebody in the text line says, I don't know if you can describe it in one word. I'm looking at the future with Bobby batting second and Jack hitting third. So futuristic would be your one word.
Yeah, futuristic is a good word, yeah.
Spicy meatball is from the 815. and then you have, you know, the negative Nancy's, small market, LOL, going to have these two guys play two seasons together and have to trade one. No, you don't.
Like, see, if that's your attitude right now, you have not been paying attention to what this team is doing.
Yeah, I mean, they just extended Cole Reagans. They brought back Michael Wacha. They paid Seth Lugo and paid Bobby Witt Jr. $177 million and 7-7-7-7-7 afterwards. So, like, you have an owner that's, like, proven to you, I don't know how much more you need, But you have an owner right now that's proven to you that he wants the team to be great. They want this team to be good. And also, you have 5 years with Caglione. So, like, try to be positive with this whole situation.
Yeah, like, I don't understand the negativity that anybody has this morning towards Kansas City sports. I really don't, right? Mm. Your team is a Super Bowl team, and your baseball team is a playoff team. There were years that I've done radio in this town where we were hoping we'd get 2 wins in a football season and be relevant till April 15th. And now we arguably have the best football operation on planet Earth and a pretty damn good baseball operation with an owner that's willing to spend money.
And you're the third best baseball player in baseball.
In baseball, the best football player, you know, potentially all time. One of the top baseball players in the game
and
today.
And the only two people he's behind is probably the greatest baseball player to ever play the sport.
Right.
And the second guy has hit 61 home runs in a season.
Yeah, in the last, like, 2 years. You know, like the Aaron Judge has been pretty good, right? And so to wake up and have those negative thoughts, to me, is a very obtuse way of looking at it right now. And as I said, I'm a big history buff, right? I study history. I read about history. I watch historical things all the time. I know a lot about history. But what I know about history in no way is impacting what we're witnessing right now with the Royals and the Chiefs. If you are still thinking that the Royals are the same old operation, then you've been asleep for the last couple of years and you haven't seen what John Sherman and this organization have done. They've been very transactional. They've spent money. They're locking up their young players. Like, John Sherman is legitimately doing everything that we wished for 25 years David Glass would do. He's doing stuff that Ewing Kauffman did. We've got Bobby Witt locked up for a generation, guys. That's unbelievable. They're spending money on Cole Reagans. They're going out into the free agent market and making signings to spend money to bring players in here. I mean, look, when John took over this team, one of the edicts that he gave Dayton Moore was go spend money this offseason so the fans know. Now, there wasn't a lot to spend on. It was COVID and all that kind of stuff. But John and his group are not adverse to spending. They're getting ready to build a new stadium. They're getting ready to spend a lot of money to acquire land. They're getting ready to invest big time in this team even more than they already have. So I just don't appreciate when people come into my kitchen and say they're going to be gone in 2 or 3 years, because that's not what John Sherman is about. I don't know what more he needs to do to show you that this is not David Glass.
I thought it was impressive when you talk about, I think that would be another word of mine. One word to describe Jack Caglione would be impressive. This is what Vern had to say when he was talking about what the coaches see in him.
Listen, it's his first big league clubhouse. The guy's been around the game long enough. He's not going to come in there and start kicking over garbage cans and telling everybody to shut up and listen to what I have to say. But listen, they gave him number 14 in his first big league camp. And, you know, that Carter Jensen, another guy that hit a home run yesterday, his jersey number's in the 70s. Blake Mitchell's jersey number's in the 70s. They're not expecting Jack Caglione to be wearing those minor league uniforms for long, and it certainly looks to me as if he's well-equipped to handle it. And, you know, credit to a guy like Vinny Pasquantino, who has really taken Jack under his wing and has shown him the ropes, not only at first base, but really throughout camp, on the backfields. You're seeing Vinny keep a watchful eye on Jack Caglione, which, you know, for a guy that's coming for his job, I think is pretty impressive.
So that was Vern talking about Caglione. And the two things that I think isn't kind of, like, I would say that stick out in my mind is that, one, they gave him the number 14. Carter Jensen,
huge.
Blake Mitchell, they have numbers in the 70s.
It does, that does matter.
Which you can think that I'm being hyperbolical, but when your number is that high that you did not pick. Now, obviously, if you were like Otani and you're like, my number's 75. Like, Barry Zito wore 75. That was just, he was a weird surfer dude. Like, Barry Zito is one of my favorites of all time. But like,
Zito, Mulder, and Hudson, man. Mike, you talk about 1, 2, 3. God.
Yeah.
Sacramento A's had it going on back then.
They did. Billy Beane, baby. But like, that's the thing that's interesting about like Caglione, one, is that they gave him number 14, which means they expect him at some point to like have that hanging at, you know, one Kauffman Drive, right? Yeah. Like, that's like where one Royal Drive, like that's where they plan on seeing him this year. So that gives me enough insight to know that there is a plan in the future of the near future to have him on this team. The second thing that Vern said that makes me kind of interested in this is that the coaches know that they have to be patient, and I know he's not going to make the opening day roster, because if he does, that means something catastrophic happened to Vinny Pasquantino, and
we don't want that, no.
And because I saw what this lineup did last year when Vinny Pasquantino was removed from it due to injury, it was not great. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is something also, is that, like, these coaches, they have, to me, it's a lot like, and I don't want to, and again, please don't think that I'm doing this. I'm not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, but I can only imagine what Nagy and Reed and all these guys' facial expressions were when they saw Mahomes as a rookie in his first time at training camp, when they knew for a fact it was Alex Smith's job, that he was not losing unless he obviously got a major injury that year, that Mahomes was going to be the backup the whole time. But I bet when they saw him throw the ball and do drills, they were like, oh my God, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. But, you know, we're going to be pretty good. And I think that's what's going on with Cotrero and all these guys that are in the system with the Royals, that they're like looking at him like, we might have something here, but we've got to make sure we polish it, take care of it. And then when it's ready, we can sit back and be like, see,
well, then you were right. In that line of thinking, which I love, you don't bring Caglione up at all this year, then. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're feeling, no matter how you're looking at it, you stay convicted like Andy Reid did with Patrick Mahomes. You know how difficult it must have been at some point for Andy Reid or Matt Nagy or even Travis Kelce at some point to go, can we play this kid? You know, with what he's doing. And they stayed convicted to it, and they did not rush him, and they played him at the end of the year when it, you know, in a game, obviously, that didn't matter. They gave him that opportunity. Then the playoff started. It was Alex Smith's deal. And then when it was over, and it was Patrick Mahomes' turn to take over. I think that's kind of the way I would love to see him, you know, play it with Jack Caglione. Like, if they don't have to bring Jack Caglione up this year, that means the team is doing some really good things. Nobody's getting injured. They're in a spot where we're all really excited about what's going on, you know, with this baseball team. So I think right now the best thing would be to kind of have that Patrick Mahomes approach. And again, with John being the big-time Chiefs fan that he is, he understands how things have worked over there at Arrowhead. Maybe he has that conversation with Q and, you know, the folks over there at Royal Stadium at the Surprise Complex and say, hey, guys, you know what? The Chiefs waited on Mahomes. It's no big deal. We got ourselves a really good team right now. We don't need him to be here, barring catastrophic injury. Let's just wait a year and make sure he is 100% ready to come up to the big league level. There is absolutely no harm in doing that.
I would definitely bring him up if, like, MJ or Renfro are absolutely just piss poor
and
in your lineup.
And that happens. And we don't want that to happen.
I don't want that, but I mean, I don't have belief that MJ Melendez is going to figure it out in year four.
I don't either.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, again, show me state, you know? Prove it to me that you can play. Because, like, I'm tired of every year being like, oh, his elbow's more in, his knee's not hitching as much. Like, you dress the part, be the part.
Right.
You know, if you merit the reaction, then go do it. Like, in the minor leagues, you were planking home runs left and right. And then you get to the big leagues, and it's like, you know, it's just, it hasn't clicked yet.
Right.
So, I mean, like, if that's the case, like, because, I mean, again, this team, they did make improvements. They did do things differently. They drafted Caglione. They brought back Waka. They extended Reagans. They got Jonathan India. They have a leadoff hitter. You got your leadoff position fixed. You know you're 2 through 5. If you have nothing after that because they consistently are just getting out, you have to do something different. And if that something different is bringing up a young kid to light a fire in your veteran ass, then that's what has to happen.
Well, and maybe it will light a fire because, like I told you, man, I from people not related to the Royals at all, heard good things this winter about MJ. Like, when somebody calls you and goes, man, this MJ is really not going to cover. I know it's batting practice and this is people who work in baseball. So I'm excited to see what he can do. MJ has got a lot of expectation going into this season. And if he doesn't realize those expectations, then see you later. We'll move on and find somebody who will realize those expectations. But I'm anxious to see if MJ finally gets to that point where, you know, it's poop or get off the pot time for him, right? And some guys need that moment. Some people need that moment in life. Like, some people work better when the deadline's 5 minutes away than when it's 5 days away, right?
Yeah.
I feel like MJ, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for the first month or so of the season, let's see where you are, man. No slow starts. I'm not factoring, oh, it's cold, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Get out there and play your ass off, because he needs to do that, because there may be a time where they just go, all right, you're gone. Caglione, you're up.
And so I do want to bring this up because there's two texts that one I completely disagree with and one I totally agree with. From the 913, he's played 4 years of college baseball and was the best player in the NCAA all 4 years. He doesn't need to wait. Bring him up. This isn't football. It's baseball. Somebody then says, it's like Jackson Holliday situation from last year. You're on a winning team, but you don't rush to one to bring him up. It's not Jackson Holliday, okay? It's not. His dad was not a major all-star baseball player, and Jack Caglione is not coming out of his senior year in high school at the age of 19. Jackson Holliday is and was the number one prospect in baseball. Merits pressure. He was 19 years old, never played against college kids. came up way too fast because he was so young. Caglione went to college, played baseball, did his thing, has dealt with the SEC, knows a little bit of what the
SEC may be better baseball than minor league baseball. And I'm not saying that flippantly. Like that, I've heard from people like the SEC is probably your double. It's probably double A baseball.
And the thing that's interesting is that, like, he does have that experience, right? Like, he has that. Like, he's done that. And you look at a guy like Michael Penix Jr., right? Came out of college a little bit older. Bo Nix is a good example.
Yeah.
Bo Nix was a rookie, but he was much older than the average rookie.
He's older than his coach.
And actually figured it out quicker than most people thought. So, like, I don't believe in the whole, like, we need to let him wait. It might shock him because he's in the big leagues. Yes, it's going to be impressive when he steps on the field at Kauffman Stadium and sees that there's three different levels in the stadium.
Who hasn't been impressed by that, right?
That's
their first at bat.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is like, you're not asking him to go out there and be the face of your franchise like you were for Jackson Holliday. Or maybe you think that that's the other two guys that are already on there. But I would think that a lot of people in Baltimore are like, this is the future. Bobby Witt is that guy. Bobby Witt is going to take a lot of that stuff and take it away from Caglione. He will have a huge media day, and there will be a ton of people there when he makes his debut, but it ain't going to be like Bobby. Because Bobby was the future, and Bobby can also teach Caglione what it's like to have that sort of pressure where you're this guy. He's like, here's what you need to do. Just kind of, you know, do this, handle it this way. You're going to have your ups. You're going to have your downs. But the thing is, you don't have to worry about being the future, buddy. I am the team. Trust me, it's okay. Just be you, and everything should follow suit.
Well, and that's the beautiful way to do it, and that's what you want. And it's not something we've been able to have here in Kansas City from a baseball standpoint, where guys are able to come up and just kind of fit in. And now we have that opportunity. They don't have to come up and save the franchise. And there's nothing worse than putting that kind of pressure on one individual player in either sport, football or baseball, hell, basketball. Like, look at Philadelphia right now. Like, Joel Embiid was supposed to save that franchise. That dude's probably done for his career. I mean,
and that's like, injury and like, right, stuff that he's done.
Correct. I mean, yeah. But I mean, like, that's why you can't put all your eggs into one basket and say, this is the guy that's going to save the franchise, because it just is. It's not fair.
Because
first of all,
and Dak already did it,
and we've got our franchise, yeah, has been saved.
Right,
everybody that comes in now is just making it better.
Yeah, you're just a part.
There's
of
no
it.
Pressure on these guys anymore.
Right. You gonna get a Caglione jersey or a Bobby Witt jersey?
I'm gonna get a Witt Jr. jersey if I get a jersey.
I don't wear, you know, I like jerseys in baseball. I do like the jersey,
but I also like the random things that we used to find at FanFest, like the Don Wakamatsu jerseys and the Raul Labon.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like those, I like.
Bob's gonna come in here with a Rusty Koontz jersey in the summer, ride his bike up to the Odyssey Building. Yes.
The Rusty ones are expensive. You'd be surprised. Like the Rusty Koontz ones are not on the 25.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
$5 rack. That's where you find like your Don Wakamatsu's, your Gene Watson jerseys, your, you know, Raul Labanya's jerseys. Yes. All of those are on the clearance rack.
From the 913, I'm late, but my one word for Jack is problem. Coming up on the other side.
Wait, problem for baseball or problem for...
No, he's going to be a problem.
He's going to be a problem.
Okay, all right.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.